Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 39. Let's go back to our fundamental scripture, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And at this time, you should be rattling it. And remember, I said it's just half of this quotation. We're dealing with the first half and we'll do the second half. So here we are talking about the word of God being what? Revelation. And because it was revelation, it showed us how this world came into being and how man came into being. And what was the reason for the man and what was the responsibility of the man? Okay. So God told the man, everything in this garden I have given to you. But there is one thing, and this was the contract. He said, you can eat of every tree in this garden, but there's a tree in the middle of the garden, the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the day you eat of it, you will surely die. You will surely die. And man disobeyed and broke that law, and something bad happened to the whole earth, the whole generation of children that Adam was going to give birth to. So we all know about sin. Man sinned in the garden, and it is a problem that brought even Jesus to come and suffer and die. All the sufferings of at Calvary, it was because of that sin. It compelled the incarnation, compelled God and humanity to come together, compelled God, who was incarnate, to suffer at Calvary. And so what kind of sin did man commit? What was the original sin? Was it did man break the law of Moses? There was no law of Moses then. Then what kind of transgression was this that seems to be, the effect seems to be so far reaching and caused man so much misery in the earth? What was it? Okay. Adam committed what we call high treason. High treason. H-I-G-H, high treason, T-R-E-A-S-O-N, treason. Now listen, God had told man or conferred upon man the highest form of authority. In fact, above God there was none, but below God was man, not angels, man. Man. Man was there. The managing director of the earth. Is that everything he gave to the man? Everything. So Genesis 1:28 said, and God said, let the man have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every creeping thing, anything, every creeping thing, including the serpent who was a creep, including Satan who is a creep. Gave him power, dominion, legal dominion over everything. So man had a universe-wide dominion. It was our most sacred heritage that God could give to the man. Universe-wide dominion God gave it to the man. Have dominion over, is it the birds? What was in the air? What was in the sea? What was on land? Everything. Everything was given to the man to dominate, to have authority, to rule. It was ruling, the ruler, under ruler of God. That was what God gave to him. So the unpardonable high treason was that Adam turned this legal dominion into the hands of God's enemy.
Huh?
It's like you have worked so hard, worked out years of your toil, and then you give it to your child with all the purpose, everything, only for you to come back and see your enemy who has made you go through hell. Your enemy, your bitterest enemy, is sitting at the helm of affairs and is now giving instructions, and your son is asleep, and it was done legally. It's not that you can oust the person. No. It was done legally. This is what man, Adam, did. And that was why this sin is called high treason. Absolute authority. And he turned the authority to the devil. You're blessed. Bye.